El aire. If anyone was bhakta, shishya, disciple of Hridayananda Goswami at Kalna.
Hridayananda.
He sent his shishya, Shyamana, but not that that time he was Shyamana.
Dukhi Krishna.
He sent to Jiva Goswami, and Jiva Goswami given him all things that he wanted. So in life we cannot take darshan of our past Gurudev because we are not liberated. But if we earnestly pray him, he can give darshan and he can give everything that we have.
Including this Siddha Pranam.
Everything. But we should try to learn it from a living soul upon whom we have that. And I think that in his heart he will
feel
all these things. I have experience of all these things.
How? In what way? When you say
anyway, I have that any Sunday,
without doubt,
any doubt comes in any subject. When I meditate, I see that everything goes away, and my heart becomes very joyful, and I feel that that Sunday has come. So Gurudev, Krishna, Radhika, and Rukmanjari, this Gurudeva. Lalita is everywhere, she is almighty, she has every power. So, Jahkama Ti Brajakule,
Vishabhanujaya,
Vekshat Sapai Sarapta Padavim, Anurudhyamana, Sabdasta Dishta Ghatane Nakutarthayanti, Devin Gunaisi Lalitam, Lalitam. If he do prasna to Lalita, he is sincere. And if he knows that this sadhak wants to be in the synchronies of Srimati Radhika, sabda mana at once she immediate she does a devastha, does a
management
that he comes in the line of Shinkaris of Srimati Radhika. Anyhow, Krishna and Gurudev arrange that that person has some grief, and sincere grief. He will manage how to give.
Now, another question that comes. We say that the relationship between Guru and Shishya is eternal. We say our eternal Guru.
In two kinds. First, in this living. And if you go to Golok or Vaikunth, anywhere, yet this step of Gurudev will not be there. In Sakhi or Sakha, in Brajavasi or in other states, in Atma state. And that we will feel in this life that he is in that state. So you recognize him there. And
what will the relationship be there?
There Sakhi, like Rukmanjari and Vishakha, like Ratimanjari and Rukmanjari.
So one will go on serving one's Guru, even...
He will practice in this life, then he will go. In this life he will realize at least the lesson.
You understand my question? Do you feel the answers?
If you just tell me one thing.
I'm Bangla, so I'm not going to
say it. Yes, I'm not going to say it. Krishna and Vishnu?
I think the answer is the right answer to the question. Supposing that some devotee has a different rasa with Krishna than one's guru, then how will one continue to eternally serve one's guru, even in liberated conditions?
So we'll say, যে গুরুর তো নিত্য সম্বন্ধ আছে কৃষ্ণের একটি বিশেষ রসে, কিন্তু শিষ্য তার শিষ্য হয়তো অন্য রসে প্রতিষ্ঠা, তো তাহলে তাহলে গুরুকে কি করে নিত্য সেবা করতে পারে? গুরুর নিত্য সেবা কি ভুল হয়েছে?
Lalita. Guru has so many factors. Narada is Dilukanti, Narada Madhumangal, and in Vaikunthi is Narada, but in Braja he is
Madhumangal.
Balde Prabhu is Ananga Maharajari with Radhika, and with Krishna he is Balde. They can serve in so many ways.
One will go on assisting one too.
In whatever rasa is guru.
So then my next question to you is that when I meditate on my Guru Maharaj, I have no problem to see that he is so powerful and great that whatever you are saying, he can easily fulfill. But how can a disciple of mine, I am not at all very powerful and I'm very ordinary, so I cannot imagine that I can fulfill for my disciples what my Guru Maharaj can fulfill for me.
So you should not take you that I am a guru, but you are sadhak. And by the mercy of our Gurudev, I will pray him and he will fulfill all this. And any day you will be like that. You are in Madhyam Adhikari and sincere. So Krishna and Gurudev will bless you that you have power.
So long as one is Madhyam Sadhaka, then he should think of him, if he's giving Diksha to others, but he should actually think, who is the actual Guru?
Our Gurudev.
So, actual Guru for these persons is
Prabhupada. Because in the Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. ऐसे तो सारे दोस्त थका रहे हैं
ना
तो हाँ और कैसे करेंगे? I think that I never think that all these are my disciples. I see them as a vaibhava of my Gurudev. I am doing service to all these things and I have anubhuti feeling that I am serving all this my Gurudev. So never abhiman come.
This is how I should meditate. How should those who are getting diksha from me, who should they meditate upon as their guru?
His disciple. Who should?
Una shishura karu po dhyan
inar pare.
On you.
On you. Because you are filled with him. And those who are not filled with him, they go to hell. Every sick should be bestowed upon the feet of our Guru. We have to hear so. Our Gurudev has told that you should do prachar. So I am giving.
And they should meditate on the person who has given them diksha. But he should meditate that actually he is connecting them with his Gurudev.
And when that power, Ladri Shakti, and Sambit comes, this is the Shakti. So then he will do all this.
Now, I have a question. Supposing that someone, a new person, just coming for the first time, he hears the glories of our Guru Maharaj. He's such a, our Guru Maharaj is so brilliant and wonderful in all respects. And he can understand that our Guru Maharaj is the Uttamadhikari, perfect personality. And he cannot feel the same respect and faith for anyone else that he's seen. So how we will get this shit?
No, certainly the fact is not like this. When a new devotee hears about our Guru and by explanation and hearing the word, those who are
preaching. He gets faith on that person.
More than our Gurudev.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Huh? Actually, that happens. Huh? And if it doesn't happen, it means he's not hearing himself.
Not so. Okay.
I will go to another question.
This is clear?
It's very clear. It is perfectly clear.
Engaged in particular type of devotional service of mind?
No, I have another question. Okay. Does Vaidhi Bhakti lead to Raghunuga Bhakti? Or from the beginning, is there a different process?
Vaidhi Bhakti can be Raghunuga, may not be Raghunuga. No,
it may or may not.
If there is a sangha of Raghunuga Bhakti, then that Vaidhi Bhakti will be Raghunuga. At the first moment, when a man has Shraddha, Shraddha are of two kinds. One is from Sukriti, and another Shraddha comes from hearing and by the association of pure devotee, not pure devotee, Raghunuga Bhakti. Rasas Bhakta. So, from the classification, from the beginning, that Shraddha that has come from Sukriti, ordinary Sukriti, it will lead to Vaidhi Bhakti and it will lead him to Vaikuntha. As for the Mishra Prem, and those, the Shraddha, which has come from Raghunuga Vaishnava, by hearing, by law, by the law, greed, by greed, that by hearing, and he will certainly hear from Raghunuga Vaishnava. He will not go to Vaidhi Bhakti.
So from the beginning, it's Raghunuga Bhakti.
And the Shraddha first comes to Asakti, those who will go to Raghunuga Bhakti. It begins from Asakti. And Vaidhi Bhakti.
Asakti means?
Attachment. Not attachment, but Adho Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sang, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, and then Asakti, that state, unflinching faith,
comes immediately.
Nishyatmika Buddhi, then Ruchi, Ruchi, you know?
How can it come immediately to Ashakti when
there are
relations
of past life?
But there's already there's still anarthas in the heart.
It is still in our heart.
And still it goes immediately to
Ashakti. It will be had by Raghunuga Bhakta, by someone, and it will come.
Gradually,
it will come
slowly.
Very rare.
You follow my question?
I also. Yes. This Ashakti stage is very rare. But by association, by grace of a happy tea, Kripa of Vaishnava and Bhagavan. So there are very few in number those who are adhikari of Araganga, Araganga. So this is written in Sikshastra, in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his commentary. He has written this. And he has cleared all this. Yes, my Sikshastra. You can read that. First question, Keto Darpan Margan. He has clear all this. Not clear?
Somewhat clear.
Okay. Again, you can.
In the case of the disciples of our Guru Maharaj, he is a person who has full Krishna consciousness, fully Krishna consciousness on the highest level. So what is the practice that we are doing in serving him? Is it Vaidhi Bhakti? Vaidhi Bhakti.
Our Gurudev gives two kinds of association. One are not in high level and cannot understand. They cannot follow. He teaches them generally Vaidhi Bhakti. And very few number, those who are able to catch that thing, those who are efficient like this, he kakhano, sometimes, especially Bhavata okay.
In his heart, very rarely, does this emotion, mood, inducted into the heart.
So generally it's Vaidhi Bhakti.
All is.
And this Vaidhi Bhakti will change to Radha Yoga later on.
Later on, when we have any bad kind of association, then. And we have greed.
Otherwise, can it change? And it's the Vaidhi Bhakti, just by doing the practices, will it change to Radha Yoga or only?
Never. Never. Without Vaishnava Kripa, it can never change.
But then, supposing that
only there is a very little chance that doing
Shravan Kirtan,
if any person like Rupa Goswami or Rasika Vaishnava, Rupanuga, comes and do Kripa, I have to keep Kripa upon him, then it can.
So,
there is a slope. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati kriyatam kutapi yadi labhyate tat laulamati mulya mekalam janma koti sukriti na labhyate. In koti koti life sukriti, that raganga bhakti, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati cannot be created.
Now, our Guru Maharaj has left this world. So, can he continue to give that association? Or should one seek out the association of a living Vaishnava?
He will arrange, he will create in your heart that you should go there. And he will do Kripa by the madhyam of that Vaishnava.
Okay, then my next question is, this is a practical question. So many of my god brothers, they went to get the association of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And their reason was exactly what you are saying. So, actually, I also was, in fact, I went to see Sridhar Maharaj, he went, and Bhakti Sridhar Maharaj went, they went first, and I went, and practically no one else was going. But then, these persons, somehow, these God brothers of ours, the whole thing became, some problem came. But according to what you have said, they could have been inspired by their Guru Maharaj in their heart to go to see Sridhar Maharaj.
It may not be.
Why? What would be the other reason?
Jadi, Sri Kunya line, Swami was not able to give Raghunatha Bhagavan, if it is, then I think that he is now in the line of giving all these things to you all.
Can you say that again, please?
আমি কি
বললাম গুরু মহারাজ যদি ওনাকে
আমি বলছি
আমি বলি না
বলতে গেছে যদি এরা ওনার কাছে আর উনি যদি বলেন যে ওনার মধ্যে গুরুত্ব ছিল না আর উনি রাধাঙ্গা ভক্তি দিতে পারতেন তোমরা ওনাকে ছেড়ে দিয়ে আমার কাছে করো তাহলে তার কাছে না যাওয়া উচিত সেটা পৌঁছাবে ওনার কাছে তার জীবনে তুই আমার দেখা দিয়েছে যদি এরকম কেউ বলতো তাহলে তাহলে বলতেন যে তার কাছে যাও
His point is, he's saying that if these godbrothers of ours go to a certain person where that guru or Vaishnava says that your guru Maharaj could not have given you Radha Admika,
I don't think
so. No, let me finish. Radha Admika or the love of Godhead of that high state. But I can.
No, that's not true.
They are not able.
He was not able to.
He's no possesses, no quality.
Yeah. Okay. Then, it's not the desire of the Guru Maharaj.
No, I understand.
Look at your...
That's clear. That point is very clear. I can understand all things on that. That answer is...
Axiomatic.
It doesn't require
explanation.
Now... Okay. Yes. Page 127 of
this. Once you engage in this particular type of devotional service, it's the ninth type.
You read, now you have to read these.
Yes.
My question would be, you know.
There was a Sambandha Rupa Bhakti. Sri Govinde, Pitrit Tadir, Ogiman, Arthat, Ami Govinde Pita Mata Shakha, Dash Itadi, Manani, Sambandha Rupa Bhakti. সম্বন্ধ মাত্রে বৃষ্ণিগণ এই বাক্যের বৃষ্ণি শব্দ উপলক্ষণে ব্যবহৃত হইয়াছে এটার দ্বারা গোপগণকেও গ্রহণ করিতে হইবে যেহেতু এই গোপগণে ঈশ্বরত্ব জ্ঞানহীনতা অথচ রাগ বিষয়ে বৃষ্ণিগণ হইতেও প্রাধান্য দেখা যায়
There are many questions on page 130 of the nine types for which one has a particular preference. At what stage does one concentrate during Vedic Bhakti?
No, put an order. Here, look.
Look. Srimad Rupa Goswami says that learned acharyas say that we should follow according to regulative principles, there are nine different activities in bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, etc. So one should do the type of the nine, the particular type of the nine, that one has a particular aptitude or attraction to. So my question is this in vaidhi bhakti that one does this while one is still in vaidhi bhakti? Does this choice take place?
He is telling a Vaidhi Bhakti.
But in Vaidhi Bhakti, we should choose to concentrate on one particular type of...
By both. It has given in Bhakti Rasa Samhita. One follows nine principles. And one follows only one. Sramanam, Arkirtan. Then he will also assist that.
I have heard that. So, must one select or choose one particular thing?
No, you should not choose.
It
will come by. You start choosing, then we are doing effort. But you should
depend
entirely. Entirely on.
It should come from Krishna. Dictation within the heart.
Comes from Gurudev Ashram.
So this is Vaidhi Bhakti. Okay. Then my next question.
But I have not clearly
understood this one. For example, one person may have an interest in hearing, Shravanam. Another may have particular interest in chanting. And another may have particular interest in serving in the temple. So these are any of the these are any other of the six. Remembering, serving, etc. Should be executed in full earnest.
In both. In Vaidhi Bhakti and Raghunatha both.
That's my question. In Vaidhi or Raghunatha
both. All the things. Sadhan at the same. Bhana is the best. The particular case is required in both. This is the same. So Madhanga Bhakti Saman and Vaidhi Bhakti Saman. But besides that, the same. But Saman is the same.
Manusaman or Kirtan or any of these. So my question is, when you said one should not try but let Guru or Krishna dictate in the heart, does that come during Vaidhi Bhakti or Raghunatha Bhakti? As possibly seems that it is. That is Vaidhi Bhakti. But it sounds very much to go to your face. Where do you like it? Somewhere. That's it. Let you put the of Gurudev or any Vaishnava. And everyone says, come on, sir. Gradually, you can be gradually gradually. Okay. Guru Bhakti. Alright, now my next question. At this point, I need a lesson. You better read it. Yeah.
Okay, should I read the lesson?
Oh, no, okay. Yeah, there are two categories, the lesson and the lesson.
Right.
So you'll read that. So mm-hmm. Then the question is that when it says something that with the direct contact,
mm-hmm.
and they sent you here,
mm-hmm.
so then I want to hear more about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Kamanuga Bhakti. There is no Kamanuga and Kamanuga Bhakti. That's that. There are two kinds of Kamanuga Bhakti. No, wait, this is the book.
Mm-hmm.
There are two kinds of Aragati Bhakti. First, Kamanuga and then Kamanuga. Kamanuga Bhakti are mainly found in Gopi. But there are many, not in the Siddha also, but many in Venkata Bhakti. This is Kamanuga. Kam means this is the same. Not same. But the half and half of living is Krishna. And so to me, all the Siddha, 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 the
এখানে তো অন্যভাবে কিছু দেওয়া যায় না, পরে অফকোর্স এটাকে ইয়ে করে দিয়েছে, এক্সপ্লেইন করে দিয়েছে কি ডাইরেক্ট আর ইনডাইরেক্ট
এক্সপ্লেনেশন বেশি ভাবা যায় না, এটা সাধন ভাবনের দ্বারা কিছু
By whom? Who places it?
To which Shambhogichamoi, Kimba Tandod Bharichatmika, Je Kamrupa Bhukti, a Dito K Dito Mode Akate Provesh Kora, K Karudikara Provesh Kora
Provesh Gurude Karabe Athwa Manu Gurude Jodi Oirokom Thaken Tahle রাগাঙ্গা ভক্ত যদি থাকেন ইটা মানে প্রকাশিত হবে ইটা স্বরূপ শক্তি সন্ধিনী সম্বিত গ্লাদিনী দুটা মিলে যে সত্য ওই কিন্তু বাই দ্য গ্রেস অফ রাগাত্মিক জন যারা আমি ফলো করছি তাহারা দিব Very cutting
very very technical and very difficult.
Technical words there are.
I don't mind. I still prefer direct in
English. When following ragatmik bhakti by the association and by bhav, when we go to the back level, then the vritti of Sarup Shakti, Ladini and Sambhi, that is called Vishuddha Shakti. Then by the grace of Aragatmik Jan, to whom we are following, by unconditional Kripa, Ayataki Kripa, they will pour that thing in our heart. Aragatmik Jan. Because praying that Vishuddha Shakti lives in the hearts of Aragatmik Jan, and they can pour in our heart. He will be our Gurudev or Ragatmik Srimati Radhika, any Rup Manjari, Gati Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, or Subal Siddham.
Okay. Next is this point about.
I could not understand how he is written that.
Indirect.
Indirect and direct.
Direct conjugal love. Indirect conjugal love. Conjugal love means kamat.
Indirect, he has arranged
arranging other people.
But it is the individual.
One is sambhoga, and then we're direct enjoyment, and the other one is arranging for us.
In Govinda Lila, so many instances have been given, examples.
In the English,
I understand it. I can understand it.
You can understand after some more on after
yes.
Of
more realization,
more realization,
more purification of the heart.
But we have understood after some days, after some years, after some life, vividly clear understanding.
Sometimes,
एक मरा लड़का आया और कहा कि आज हम मेडिकल फिट हो गए अब हमको 25 तारीख को बुलाया है मैंने बहुत आनंद की बात ये सब तुम लोगों के दोनों आदमी के भजन के कृपा से हुआ
हमारे
ऊपर तो एंड इन द लाइन ऑफ श्रीमती राजी
So, our Guru Maharaj used to say that we should try to complete our Krishna consciousness in this lifetime. But you are saying it could take many lifetimes.
Yes, I think.
So
in one life, it also can be.
But is it likely to be in one lifetime? Is it very likely?
If you have Rajasmi Bhakti, Kripa and Gurudeva's Kripa. And we should try to
should
have in this life.
Yeah, we should try. Now, this question about the devotees who are attracted to Krishna's parents or friends should follow Nanda Maharaj's two bhavs.
Yes. Yeah, I have
this. Here it is mentioned.
Let me read that.
Huh?
Let me read that again.
Uh-huh.
বাৎসল্য ও সক্ষ আদিতে লুব্ধ সাধকগণ ব্রজেন্দ্র ও সুবলাদির ভাব চেষ্টা এবং মুদ্রা গ্রহণ করত সাধক ও সিদ্ধদের কৃষ্ণের ভক্তি সেবা করিবেন
My first question is when it says devotees who are attracted Are we talking
not attracted, but they have low greed.
So that is not by the bhakti, that is...
Yet no chance of going bhakti. All are bhakti.
Okay, then my other question is, why it mentioned to follow Nanda Maharaj or Subhav? Why not follow Yasoda Mahi? Why Nanda Maharaj? Why it is mentioned...
In word, one word it cannot be said. So he has given one more
example.
And all are.
Okay.
I think that one who follows Yasoda, he is better than following him.
Yes. Mm. Therefore I ask this question. This is an example.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
কীর্তন যেটা সচিনন্দন বলে মাত্র উল্লেখ করেছেন ওখানে দেখা যাবেন বাৎসল্য দিচ্ছে
A person dies. We have seen a number of cases. Someone had cancer and they knew they were going to die. And they're chanting and chanting and chanting very strongly. Then maybe last 1-2 minutes, 10 minutes, they may not be chanting, but everyone else is chanting. And they die. What is their destination? We have not seen in them the development of bhava beforehand. We have not seen any of this prema, bhava, not, we have not seen this there. And yet they die. So do they go back? Where do they go? That's my question.
They will come again.
They come.
And they will be in Vaidhyabhakti. And then they will come gradually.
So even they
but heard by chanting that kind of thing, they will be mukt from worldly desire and anatta.
They are liberated from
like,
worldly
desire. Like Ajamil, surely and certainly.
And then next time, then after Ajamil he went and he had to do more.
More practice, like that.
That's the answer. You cannot get it without having development. Okay.
These are all terms actually that Prabhupada will use to translate, but these are all pertaining to conjugal love and lagatmika state.
This chapter is called Bhava Bhakti. Then the next chapter is called Prema Bhakti.
Yes.
But in Bhava Bhakti there are so many examples given of gopis and others. But they're experiencing prema.
Now, for Raganga this example has been given.
Again, the same as my first question.
For Raganga.
It's for the person.
Because the Raganuga and Ragatmika are combined. They have linked. So when we define Raganuga, then comes examples of Ragatmika.
Okay. Now next is page 140. We're doing kirtan. So the devotees are very sincere, Iskcon devotees. So one person came, and by association, he started to dance, and he was rolling on the ground. Now what is that?
That cannot be said, sentiment.
But is this described here?
What was his mood? Only that can be for the bimba also, and chaya also.
Diamond?
Shadow.
Shadow. So that's what it is, shadow attack.
Shadow and pratibimba are two things.
What is the pratibimba?
Pratibimba is reflection and chaya is shadow.
Reflection and shadow.
It's a bhari masi. Pratibimba is a bhala kharabu is shadow. Shadow ka ke bole?
Shadow is chaya.
Shadow.
And pratibimba is reflection. Kono theke ye kore asche. Reflection.
Shadow and reflection is okay.
Surya pratibimba asi. Amaru pati. আর এসে একটা এই ছায়া হল আমি হাতে থাকছি ওটাও থাকছি দ্যাট ইজ
ছায়া
আর সূর্য পথে বেঙ্গে থাকছেন ইন ওয়াটার
ইন ওয়াটার ইয়ার রিফ্লেকশন
এন্ড দ্যাট রিফ্লেক্টেড রিফ্লেকশন দ্যাট ইজ রিফ্লেকশন দ্যাট ইজ নট সান
নো
নট শ্যাডো অলসো নো
নো রিফ্লেকশন
রিফ্লেকশন ওকে নাও
More elevated.
No.
Okay.
More recept than shadow.
Now, in Hainam Chintamani, these two things are described. But, so maybe it's the same point.
Same point. In Srimad Bhagavat also. Bhakti the Samit Sindhu, it has been.
Same point.
Devadharma Bhalava Vakrata. Devadharma you can understand easily.
Yeah, Devadharma explains it.
If Jai Dharma is really translated,
Yeah, that translation in English is...
You can do by my Hindi.
You should translate it.
That translation. Again. And perhaps it will be solid.
Yes, I'm thinking of doing again the English. The English is not so good. But the Korean English is good.
Madras, Rodi.
I have... elaborated all these things in Jalyadham from so many books after the Sami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nilmani and so many books. Not only word meaning.
Bangalore is Hindi da bhalo hoyeche. Hindi da mane bes bhalo ekshon kore dekhen
amne. Yes, yes, yes.
Ye ki bole apni desh ke jo ne mujhe samjha.
Oi gosan bana da.
Do you have any special advice for me particularly in my sadhana that you can recommend me to do? Anything that you think or see which will be particularly helpful to me?
I don't see that you are correcting me.
Go on doing it.
Do sadhana bhakti. Follow the principles of Radhanuja. Abhiman.
Abhiman. Abhiman. Pride.
That I have known everything.
That reminds me too much
pride. Amanina Manadena, Kirtanina Savaya.
I have a question. When the people touch the feet, do we get their karma?
Karma?
Now, someone touches the feet of the devotee. So, is this wrong? I mean, is there some karma which is given? Just like this gentleman has come and touched your feet. Do you take this karma? No such thing.
We don't never take any karma or any punya or anything. But if he has any karma, vasana.
Means vasana?
Karma, vasana.
Desire.
All ancestors.
But we don't become affected?
If you are not able, if you are able, then.
But yet we do...
One Harinam, okay, we do Harinam. And if we do sin, then Gurudev, our name, takes all sins. Our heart becomes. Koti koti jans, paap and koti koti asset become asset as
becomes clean.
But so sometimes people try to touch my feet, so I don't let them do that.
No, you shouldn't get that. You should try that. You
should not. But is the reason because I do not want to become proud, or is the reason because they have some contamination?
No,
and they will make...
I'm not able to do.
I'm not fit.
Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was God, but he prohibited all persons that anyone cannot take him.
What happens if someone, if you're taking prasad and you leave something on your plate and someone takes that and eats? What happens to you?
There are two things. If I'm giving desirably, seeing that he's a very good person, and he wants sincerely bhakti, then we give him. And remembering our Gurudev, not like that, I am giving 2,000 rupees. And this is really true. And anyone comes
and snatches away.
Why is
by Kusti and
why he's doing that? But why such a why someone comes like that?
Because he's not a guru, but he wants some worldly thing.
He wants worldly thing. Okay.
And if he wants really bhakti, then we desire to give him everything.
आपका क्या समस्या?